Okay, well, I'd like to start off by telling you a little bit about myself. My name is Steve Hartman. I grew up in the Midwest in Illinois, kind of small town USA. And I think, like a lot of other kids and teenagers growing up, struggled with the same, you know, kind of challenges and problems and that face growing up. After I graduated high school, wasn't really sure what to do with my life and kind of got lost in just the day-to-day activities of living and making money and kind of a little bit lost in the partying and drugs and that too. Not really having any real direction in my life. Oh, I'm sorry. By the way, the name of my my little presentation here is The Passion Test.
Thank you.
Yes. Having graduated and just started to work on surviving and just having turned 19, a friend of mine introduced me to an organization that was a worldwide organization that had a theology of unification of religions and races and cultures and things like that. And that really inspired me to the point where I literally dropped everything, sold the rest and gave away whatever was left, and pretty much moved into a communal living situation as a full-time missionary with a suitcase full of clothes. And I was really dedicated to that cause. It inspired me and it compelled me to work really hard. And I ended up traveling around the country, United States, and even a couple parts of the different parts of the world working this missionary work. For about 12 years, I was very dedicated to that, at which point I met my first wife, and we began to settle down and have a family. At that point, I moved back to the Midwest, to Illinois, and my focus shifted to now I had some mouths to take care of and to raise and feed and shelter. So my focus shifted more toward just surviving, and I started a business to begin to make some money to raise my family. So in a sense, my consciousness shifted from a kind of a worldwide or national consciousness to more of a family consciousness, also having to do with my purpose. At that point, really my family started to become my purpose in a sense. You know, I was really living on my kids and my family meant a lot to me, and that was sort of a motivation for me going out to work, even at a job, a task that wasn't really inspiring to me, but because of the cause, I kept doing it. Well, a few years later, I ran into this thing called the passion test. And this passion test is based on a book that was written by Chris and Janet Atwood, which went on to become a New York Times bestseller. And in this passion test, I found it was a real shift for me in consciousness, because I started to realize that there was a whole world inside of me that I hadn't really discovered yet. And I began to open up to just knowing more about myself. And I'm going to share with you some of the real keys to what this passion test is all about. And one of the really important keys to the passion test is that it brings clarity. The real purpose of the passion test is clarity, because when you are clear, what you want will show up in your life, and only to the extent that you are clear. Clarity, I found, does not come all at once. It's a process. The passion test supports the process of gaining clarity by forcing us to choose what really means the most to us. Then it gives us a simple barometer in our top five passions against which to measure every choice we make in our lives. While the things that appear in one's life after taking the passion test and gaining greater clarity often appear magical, living life aligned with one's passions is not a passive process. Having completed the entire passion test process, it is critical to begin taking action in whatever direction feels like it will move us toward living our passions more completely. Then the key is to stay open to the way life shows up, because it will always be different than we think it will. When we are open to the way our life is appearing and are willing to let go of the way we think it should be, then we let go of our will and surrender to God's will. When we do that, the results will always be better than anything we can imagine. A second key to the Passion Test is the Passion Test formula for creating anything you want in your life. And it is as follows: intention, attention, no tension. Intention is consciously stating what you choose to create in your life as the first step to manifesting it. Attention, your life becomes like that on which you put your attention. Give attention to that which you choose to create in your life, and it will begin to show up. Action engages attention. And finally, no tension. When you're open to what is appearing in this moment, you allow God's will to move through you. When you hold tightly to your concepts of how things should be, you shut off the flow of life, which in turn prevents you from enjoying the fulfillment of living your personal destiny. A third key to the Passion Test is understanding that you are powerful. What you believe, you create. The world is created first within us, then on the outside. If you believe that you must work hard to get ahead, then you will have to work very hard to get ahead. If you believe that you must have money to follow your passions, then you will need money before you can enjoy your life. If you believe you can create your world from your clear intentions, then you will. If you want to see how powerful you are, look at your life. Look at your own life now. It is the expression of all the beliefs you have held until now. The good news is, though, if you don't like the movie, you can change it. Another key, and these are really obstacles to prevent us from really fulfilling a passionate life. And these are false beliefs, false ideas, and false concepts. In the Passion Test is one of the most effective tools I've ever found for undoing limiting beliefs and opening up to all the magnificent possibilities in my life and in your life. A fourth very important key is what you put your attention on grows stronger in your life. Your world will morph to reflect your attention. The Passion Test helps create reminders in your life to give attention to those things you choose to create in your life. You'll learn to see setbacks as opportunities. You'll learn to see failures as lessons. Learn to see that you've been spared when something you thought you wanted doesn't appear. You'll come to know that the universe is created for your fulfillment. Everything in your life happens to enable you to experience the greatest possible joy. You learn to surrender into what is happening now. A fifth and very important key is whenever you are faced with a choice, a decision, or an opportunity, you'll learn to choose in favor of your passions. You choose in favor of what has greatest meaning for you. The most important principle of living a passionate life is commitment. So until you are really committed, nothing can happen for you. Learn to choose in favor of your passions. Even if everyone around you says you're crazy or disapproves or judges you in other ways for it. This is the secret every enduring successful person has learned. Another very important key is expansion and contraction are natural phases of life. They're neither good nor bad. They're simply signals guiding us in the direction of greater fulfillment. Expansion and contraction are really not good or bad. They're just signals to move forward and take action, or stop, reflect, take it easy, and come back to the self. Understanding these signals means experiencing joy in the expansion you're excited, you're turned on, you're ready to move forward, and taking joy in the contraction. This signal to rest, have fun, relax, take it easy. Expansion and contraction express the cycles of activity and rest in life. Both are essential for a fulfilled life. This is life. Breathing in, breathing out. The only suffering is when we think life should be other than the way it is. Life is here to enjoy. The purpose of life is the expansion of happiness. Following your passions means following your bliss. And finally, the passion test is the one test you can never fail. There's no way to do the passion test wrong. The points that I teach are simple guidelines based on what has helped me and others get the maximum benefit from the test. You begin from wherever you are. There's no wrong answers. If what's most important to you in your life right now is owning a brand new Ferrari, let's say, well, then you write that down. There's no judgment around any of your passions, what is important to you. I found that as people take the passion test over a period of years, they tend to go deeper and deeper into their passions. And as this happens, their passions tend to change less and less. So just remember, your passions, the things that are most important to you, are leading you along the path of your life's purpose. Stay aligned with them, and you will fulfill your destiny, knowingly or unknowingly. So, to recap, what's in it for you with the passion test? Well, you will gain clarity about those things that are most important in your life. You'll discover your passions, which are clues to your personal destiny. The passion test will give you valuable information on how to begin living your passions today. You learn the one secret to guarantee a passionate life. And very importantly, you'll learn to be you. No one can do you as well as you can. You're all unique. You have unique gifts. No one can give the world the gifts that you have personally, what makes you you. You know, just recently there was a Gallup study done.
You have 5 minutes left.
Yep. A Gallup study done in 2014 that found that only 30% of working Americans are passionate and engaged about what they do. That means 70% are unhappy. The passion test is a simple, powerful way to clarify what is most important in your life. When you are clear, what you choose to have show up in your life will, and only to the extent you are clear. It has been said that clarity is power. So you can take the first and most important step in creating anything you choose to have in your life. And really, how many people stop to take time to go within and see what is really important? What you believe in your heart of hearts is what you create from within yourself. So this sounds like, you know, to be able to find the happiness in your life, the passion, and just to turn your life around, and with the thought of being able to live a totally full-out passionate life, what is something like that worth to you? What price do you put on the happiness and fulfillment of your life? Some people might say, man, that's worth anything. I would give anything for that. Well, what about $5,000? Would it be worth $5,000 to you that you could turn your life around and wake up in the morning, open your eyes and say, man, I am so fortunate. I can't wait to live my passionate day today of my passionate life. Some will say, I would absolutely worth it. Well, what if it was only $1,000? Is $1,000 a price that you can put on your happiness to turn your life around and begin to live the life that you've always envisioned? What if we cut that in half? What about $500? At that price, you're probably saying, I'll take two to live that life you've always imagined. Well, a course like this can be available to you, is offered at the low price of $397. But because you all come highly recommended by my good friend Sasha, I have a special offer that you can have all the things I just talked about for the investment of just $297. Think about it. Less than a dollar a day for a year. That's a couple cups of coffee a week, right, at Starbucks. This, you can change your life. You know, it takes courage to live a passionate life. Sometimes we just need to put our foot down in our life and say, now's the time. I choose happiness. I choose passion. So good luck to you all. I'll be in the back of the room.